Why did you move in with him?
I was in love with him. He promised the moon, and I thought it would work out.
A relationship ends with a broken heart.
His dog killed my dog. There was no empathy. There was a miscarriage. There was no empathy.
Now a broken lease brings them back together.
I just didn't think our relationship was going to go any further, so I decided to move out.
Well, what did you do with the lease in your apartment?
He said that he would take care of that.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Jesse DeLico is suing his ex-girlfriend, Jerrica Duncan, for car damages, a lease-breaking fee, and utility bills.
Order. All rise.
This is case number 577 on the calendar in the matter of DeLico versus Duncan.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
How old are you, Miss Duncan?
24.
How old do you have to be to rent a car?
I think it's 25.
That's correct. And they do that for a reason. So this is the first part of your case. Mr. DeLico, this was your girlfriend for a little while. According to your complaint, sir, you rented a car for her because you said...
Her car broke down.
I don't care.
Okay.
You said, unfortunately, she was unable to rent a car on her own.
Correct.
Well, the reason she's unable to rent a car on her own is because rental car companies don't rent people who are under 25 years old, right?
I was unaware of that.
Well, then why did you think she couldn't rent a car in her own name? Why did you think?
I didn't know that she had to be 25 to rent a car. They never said that when I was in the enterprise.
Mr. DeLico, it's going to be difficult or it's going to be easy, sir.
Yes.
There's a reason she didn't go to the rental car company and rent from Enterprise herself and said to you, rent a car for me. Okay? She was your girlfriend at the time.
She did try to go and rent a car, and she couldn't.
And they would not.
That's all I knew, so I went to help her rent the car.
Listen to me, sir. You're not getting any money from her for Enterprise. You knew better than to rent a car for her. Did you put her name down
Just listen to me carefully. Yes.
Did you put her name down on the Enterprise agreement? And if you did, show me.
I did not put her name down on the Enterprise agreement.
Then you're stuck with that bill.
And
responsibility. How old are you?
I'm 34.
You're 34.
It's the first time I've been in a vehicle.
Mr. DeLico, I can't help you, sir. Enterprise is your problem. Now, let's get to the breaking lease fee. According to you, she was living... Enterprise is your problem. She had an accident with the car. She wasn't covered on the car. You shouldn't have let a 24-year-old drive a car that you leased in your name without putting her name down as a driver. You kept that from them. That's your problem. You have to come into court with clean hands. You did not. You don't get any money. Now, let's move on to the break lease fee. According to what I read, in addition to renting her a car, you also signed a lease for her.
She signed a lease
she could
as well.
So she could move into an apartment.
And I have that.
You co-signed the lease for her. Then, according to you, she moved in with you and left the apartment that you had co-signed for to come to move in with you. Now, you say she promised she would pay the break lease fee. She says you told her, I want you to come in to move in with me. I'll pay the break lease fee. Is that your defense?
Yes, ma'am.
That's your defense. Now, give me the month and year that you moved in with him.
I want to say it was February 2017.
And in what month and year had you both signed the lease?
I'm not sure on the date.
Just a second.
It was my birthday, August 14th, 2016.
And it was a year lease, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And you lived with him from February of 2017 until when?
Only a month.
Until March. And where are you living now?
I'm in Florida.
And where does he live?
He's still in St. Louis County.
On what date did you go to Florida?
It was... Oh, God, I'm bad with dates. What was the date?
Don't look at him.
Now, he knows.
Now, come back to me.
He knows.
Where were you working when you were living with him?
I was a waitress at a nightclub in St. Louis.
And you were still waiting on tables the day that you left the house that you were sharing together?
Yes,
until
ma'am.
A few weeks ago? Until a few weeks ago?
Yes, ma'am.
Right?
I've been in Florida for going on a month now.
Well, going on a month is a few weeks.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, why did you move in with him?
I was in love with him. He promised the moon, and I thought it would work out. But there were incidents of his dog killed my dog. There was no empathy. There was a miscarriage. There was no empathy. And I just didn't think our relationship was going to go any further, so I decided to move out.
Well, what did you do with the lease in your apartment?
I was under the impression that everything was covered. Once I moved out, he said that everything, the $2,000 to break lease, would be covered from me moving in with him.
What did that mean, the $2,000 break lease fee?
There was a fee of $2,000 for me breaking my lease on the condo. And
right.
he said it would be taken care of with me moving into his home.
Who did you live in the condo with?
Just me and my son.
And how was it supposed to be taken care of?
He was paying for it. I offered to, I mean, the rent and everything I had always paid, but with the breaking of the lease, he said that he would take care of that.
Okay. Do you have any proof, Mr. DeLico, that the defendant said that she would take care of the break lease fee?
Yes.
I'd like to see it.
It's a verbal agreement.
I'd like to see the proof.
She moved into the house so she could save money to break her lease fee, and it'd be cheaper in the long run for her, and she can get out of the job she was doing and go to school and go down that road.
Got it. Now, what I'd like to see is
it was
proof.
Her apartment.
Just a second. Yeah. What I'd like to see is the proof that you paid the break lease fee.
Right here. That's that, and then there's the fee and the receipt.
Break lease fee, she said, was $2,000.
I actually negotiated that down from that $3,700 to $3,000.
He told me it was $2,000. I haven't handled any of it.
Here's an email.
I'd like to see it.
From her, saying I was using for just used for credit purposes for the apartment, and she's trying to get out of the lease.
What kind of business is this early deployment of your husband, who was in the military? What is this nonsense?
I'm still married. My husband is in the military.
I understand that, but you didn't move to North Carolina.
I don't know what email that is.
She was trying to pull one to get out.
Shh. It wasn't. Oh, this is where our scheme came up. This is what he wanted me to use my husband as deployment to break.
You wrote that?
No, this is what he wrote. I didn't have a computer.
Just
he typed this up for me.
Did he communicate that? Who signed that? My husband, my son, wants to see his father before he's deployed in North Carolina.
Okay.
It's your lease. You pay the fee.
Okay.
Okay. That's it, Mr. DeLico, for you. Now, you want money owed for actual and punitive damages for harassment?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And why don't you tell me how he harassed you?
I moved 2 hours away where my mother resides, and within that time being there of only 2 months, not even, he had...
Just a minute. You haven't been there a month. You have to start saying things that are truthful. If you say the truth, then you don't have to have a good memory.
I had a home for a month, but
just
I was with my mother for a little while at her house in Ash Grove. I was moving around a lot.
You have 1 minute to finish the harassment.
He broke in through my son's toy room window, shattered glass everywhere. I came home after three
just
days
a second.
Of working.
Just a second. Did you notify the police?
No, I did not, because I was scared it was going to involve make it seem like I had an unstable home for my son when I'm going through a divorce.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $3,000. We're finished. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you.
He's excused. You may step out.
I'm not happy with the car rental.
Great outcome. Everything's okay.
She said she was legally separated.
He knew I was fully married.
Don't sign anything for anybody.
He was my knight in shining armor.
Keep your wall closed.
I'm okay being single.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Wild versus Cup. Step forward.
Cindy Wild is suing her former friend, Ronald Cup, for stealing her Social Security money.
Miss Wild, how long do you know the defendant?
I knew him in grade school, high school, but we weren't super close, but we knew each other.
Well, we're a long time away from grade school and high school.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
As what you're telling me, you paid the attorney $500.
That's correct.
Okay, can I see the letter, please? This is such...
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Cindy Wild says former friend Ronald Cup stole her Social Security money.
Now, more recently, you found yourself in a situation where you needed some assistance.
Yes.
You were awaiting back settlement of a Social Security claim.
Yes.
And without a place to live.
Exactly.
At some point, according to you, you received money from Social Security Administration.
Yes.
On what date was that?
Oh, my goodness gracious. After I got out of the recovery home from my back surgery.
How much did you get and when?
Oh, my goodness. I had two lump sums.
What amount and when?
On 3/4/2016, I had $2,668.20. And then on 9 to 6 months later. I had $2,668.20, and then I didn't know about this until just recently, the very last lump sum I'll ever get in my life. And that's $1,135.32 because I'm on state Social Security, and I have very little money.
Now, at some point, you asked Mr. Kupp to hold on to some money for you.
Yes.
When was that?
In April of around the 23rd or 22nd. It was a little bit before that.
And how much did you ask him to hold for you?
At that point, $2,000.
Ms. Wilde, did you ever give him any other money to hold for you?
$400 later.
When?
4/6 of 2006.
Well, why would you give him another $400? Gave him $2,000 to hold on for you. You'll tell me why in a minute. Why would you give him another $400?
I was under the impression that I couldn't have more than a certain amount in my account, but I could because I was in the shelter and I did not know. I thought that you had to have it spent by the end of the year, and I wanted to get a car and so on, and I just didn't want to spend it. And so I just had him hold it, and that was all it was a hold. Honest
to
God.
So that was about a year ago.
Yes, and I found out because I was in the shelter, and the shelter's requirement is they have a specific thing if you're in the shelter that you're allowed to have that.
Now, Mr. Kupp, you do not deny that she gave you money to hold.
Not at all.
Okay, so where is it?
The $400 she gave me was to pay some of her expenses.
Show me what you paid for her.
Here is a letter to an attorney that she wrote for her eviction for $500.
Oh, just a second. So you paid this attorney's fee of $500?
I never heard anything.
I don't want you to speak now. As what you're telling me, you paid the attorney $500.
That's correct.
Okay, can I see the letter, please?
It's not what was... No, that was...
This is such... What is this?
Can I give you an
extra? What else? I want to know what else you paid for her.
Well, I paid,
I don't believe. Let's go.
I've got some bank statements
just
here. Can I present them?
No, I asked you to tell me.
Okay, first, I paid for a bed for her.
Just a second. You paid for a bed for her. When?
January 3rd, I believe, 2017.
Now I'd like to see proof of that.
He gave me two mattresses.
I want you to be quiet. Alvarez Furniture, $90. 1/3. You have that marked as a bed for Cindy. Now, on January the 3rd, did he buy you a box spring and mattress?
He just gave me a box spring and mattress. I didn't even know it was from pay.
Purchased. Did you move into an apartment or something?
Yeah, I moved into a room.
When?
January 3rd.
Got it. $90. What's next?
I bought her a computer tablet. For $198.
Show me.
I don't have the receipt for that.
Did he buy you a computer?
He didn't buy me. He told me he gave me his old one, and that was about a year.
Next, Mr. Kupp.
She had lost a couple of phones. I bought a couple of disposable $20 phones,
$40. Next.
Other than that, I think that's it.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You just have to do the right thing. Otherwise, sir, you're going to be fighting foreclosure. You're going to be fighting eviction. You're going to be... fight if you do the wrong thing.
And later today,
he never gave me his half in the first place.
Listen to me. I don't care. Your new roommate should pay the security because when he moved out, there was no damage. So he doesn't have to give you security. Get that from the new roommate. What's next?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Cindy Wilde says former friend Ronald Kupp stole her Social Security money.
Now, where's the rest of her money?
The CD for $2,000 is still in the bank.
Good. I'll prepare an order turning it over to her.
May I respond, Your Honor?
Go.
I've been helping Cindy for the last couple of years. When she went in for surgery, I would come down two or three times a week, take her out. She had a back brace and couldn't get out. So I would come down. I live 45 miles away, about an hour. Mm-hmm. I would take her out, drop her at a shopping center, and she would take the bus back later.
You were going out.
If you say another word, I'm just going to throw out your case. Do you understand? We understand each other.
Yes.
I'm listening so far.
I'm sorry.
So far,
I'm just not used to being under the pressure.
So far, well, get used to being under pressure.
Okay.
You have $2,000 of the lady's
Cindy
money.
Cindy gave me $2,000 to hold and $400 to pay some of her expenses.
So far, I have $90 worth of expenses and a couple of disposable cell phones for $20. Next.
She put the money into my bank. I didn't put the money in my bank. She went and put the money in my bank.
So?
I took the money out of the general account and put it into a CD, which I still have today. I've been fighting foreclosure for several years, and Cindy came to me and said, if you win your case, you can use the $2,000 to help fight your case, and if you win your case, I want to live on your property for free for a year, okay? And so she gave it to me, and I've been helping her for
court
the last couple of years.
Court will prepare an order. You have to return her money, Mr. Cupp. You keep making excuse after excuse. You have to return her money. She gave you the money to hold for her. She clearly has some nature of disability. It's the wrong thing to do when somebody trusts you with money to make up all kinds of excuses that justify your bad behavior. You owe her the money. I will prepare an order that bank account and CD should have her name on it. Period. You just have to do the right thing. Otherwise, sir, you're going to be fighting foreclosure. You're going to be fighting eviction. You're going to be fighting. If you do the wrong thing, if you did the right thing with the plaintiff, if she was incapacitated and you were helpful, that's nice. That's a nice thing to do for a friend. That wasn't something that she has to compensate you for. You didn't say to her, listen, I want to be paid $100 each time I come and take you over to the mall. What you're doing is justifying the fact that you stole her money. You have to give it back. Judgment for the plaintiff, $2,000. We're done.
Please excuse me. Step out.
I believe no good deed goes unpunished.
I feel blessed. I prayed so hard.
She wants money back after she gave it to me.
I didn't realize that I was being taken.
I've known her since high school.
I will never have anything to do with the guy.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Pacheco versus Bowden. Step forward.
Pamela Pacheco is suing her former roommate, Matthew Bowden, for unpaid rent and cable bills.
Ms. Pacheco, you and the defendant were friends and decided to rent an apartment together?
That is correct.
How long have you known him?
I would say probably about 6 years.
When did you rent the apartment? What month?
October of 2016.
Did both of you move in together?
Yes.
And what was the rent on the apartment?
The rent on the apartment was $1,020 a month.
Your share was what?
Half of it, which is $510.
And you paid the other half. That was
yes,
the agreement.
Ma'am.
When did you move into the apartment?
September 29th, 2016.
Did you pay October's
yes.
rent? Did you pay November's rent?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Did you pay December's rent?
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
And January?
No.
Did you live there in January?
I did.
Do you have an excuse for not paying January's rent?
I was waiting on a disability check that hadn't come yet. I had explained that to Ms. Pacheco.
So you owe her $510 for January?
Correct.
Did you live there in February?
No.
When did you move out in February?
I received a text message from Pam on February 2nd, and she told me that everything had to be out of the house February 3rd by 5 o'clock.
And
that is incorrect.
You have a new roommate.
I do.
And the roommate came in on what date?
February 4th.
And is paying half the rent?
No, yes.
Well, should have been paying in February.
Yes.
Unless it was a gift.
Yes.
Right. So that roommate is paying half the rent?
Yes, correct.
Terrific. So far he owes you $510. What else does he owe you?
Well, he also owes me security.
Your new roommate's going to take care of the security. What's next?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Justice, go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, you don't allege any damage to the apartment when he moved out, correct?
He never gave me his half
in the first place. Listen to me. I don't care. He's not going to pay security unless you were alleging any damage. Your new roommate should pay the security because when he moved out, there was no damage.
Okay.
He's not going to give you security because maybe the new roommate will cause damage to the premises. And then he's going to be penalized for the damage your new roommate causes. So he doesn't have to give you security. Get that from the new roommate. What's next? $510 is what he owes you so far.
Okay.
Let's go. $510 is what he owes you.
He also owes me for cable bills. It was his very strong suggestion that we get cable and that I put it in my name. I've lived without cable for 10 years. I didn't need
cable. Ms. Pacheco, he owes you $510. Now you're stretching. Anything else? Are we done? Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $510. We're finished.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Playtime was over after a little boy is bitten.
Clearly, he was being chased by two dogs.
Malik was in our yard teasing him prior to that.
That's not what he told me.
Next Judge Judy.
think it was a fair decision?
I think it was baloney.
I think I'll stick to living by myself for a while.
Just pay my own way. I know not to trust him or anybody else from here on out.